FM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, MountainStreamsRadio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio, where you will find our own player, plus links to TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, plus our popular Listen by Phone number. If internet service isn't good where you are and you have unlimited long distance, a great way to listen is by phoning 631-359-8728.
I want to, you know what to do.
Me heading for the cars, give a little wave to the fans, 5 days out and 2 days back. 10 years old, a little Rose, she wonders where her daddy goes. I come home and give a little shout, 2 days home, then I head out. This guitar, old guitar, wants my ones we love the most. Tell my baby on the phone, traveling show is traveling home. Put her to bed, it's getting late, she wants to negotiate. Listen, daddy, what about 5 days home and 2 days out?
Finally, have the full album, the latest album, Alison Brown and Steve Martin. It's called Safe, Sensible, and Sane. And that song is called 5 days out, 2 days back, and Tim O'Brien is on that track as well.
Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's S-P-A-C-I-A-L audio.com.
We are having a carathon this month. We did this last year, and I think maybe even the year before. It's Car-tober, a special campaign where you or somebody you know can donate a used vehicle, running or not, to SLB to help power our Youth Media Center programs. And our radio program, cars, trucks, RVs, boats, and more are eligible. Our partners will take care of pickup and all of the paperwork. For details, 855-500-RIDE or slbradio.careasy.org. Enjoy when we get to present barbershop style harmony here on the Saturday Light Brigade, because we were playing, believe it or not, records featuring fantastic choruses, quartets, and other variations way back in the early days of the program. And we've also been fortunate to have a lot of talented people in our region coming through. And today we have members of Vocal Confluence. And what you're going to hear over the next hour are three different small groups. One is called the Tagalongs, one is T for three, and one is called Weird Candies. And two are quartets, one is an octet, and you'll get to meet the members and hear some songs. I do want to let you know that tomorrow they're going to be at the original Pittsburgh Winery, 2809 Penn Avenue, with a show at which you can hear these small groups and even more. They're going to give you a preview today. So let's welcome now members of Vocal Confluence.
Towering feeling just to know somehow you are near.
But the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before.
Oh,
all at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. You live and oh, the towering feeling just to know.
Beautifully done, and those were, or are, the Tagalogs, and they're a quartet, and I want to meet each of you. This is a great time if there's anybody you want to give a shout-out to, but I'm also curious what attracted you to barbershop-style singing. You sounded beautiful, by the way. I heard words in that, I've heard on the street where you live, as I suspect you have as you're listening, hundreds of times. And I heard some nuances in it for the first time because you really focus on the lyrics because there's nothing, there's no barrier as you listen. But I'll let you introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm Jeffrey. I live downtown in Pittsburgh. I'm from Massachusetts originally, so I want to shout out my family. I think they're listening from there. And I just wanted to shout out, I guess, Vocal Confluence for being such a welcoming group. I honestly didn't think, like when I heard about the audition process and I saw the audition music, I was so scared, but everyone was so supportive. And I'd really love to encourage anyone who has a love for singing, thinks they have a love for singing, to come try and sing with us. It'd be awesome.
Did you sing in groups back in Massachusetts?
A little bit in high school and in college, but it's mostly just like goofing around, seeing the best we could do. And it's fun. It's fun to sing in an environment that has both high standards, but is very welcoming.
And as long as you mentioned it, I'm curious what's living downtown been like. A lot more people are doing it these days. And I think about it every now and then. How's it been?
It's been fun. There's so many, like Picklesburg, this Oktoberfest, and so there's a lot of fun stuff going on. There's also this second competition to see who can have the loudest car on the highway. It's been very entertaining to listen to from my bedroom.
Is that sanctioned and official, do you think, or is it like a pickup event?
From my humble opinion, probably a pickup event. I wish, I wish them luck and maybe to do it in daytime hours in the future.
By the way, if your family or if anybody would like to say hello, you can text us at 412-200-5975, and I will dutifully share your text with
whoever happens to be listening. Hi.
Hi, I'm Josie. I, like all of us here, are new members. The most senior member of us is Ashwini, who joined less than a year ago still. I live in Oakland over by the University of Pittsburgh.
And what prompted you to do this?
Well, I was just really looking for a way to get back into music, and Vocal Confluence is just so perfect for it. They are so serious about music, just like Jeff was saying. They're so serious about doing good music, but it's also everyone cares about people and cares about still having a good time.
VocalConfluence.org, by the way, is how you can learn more and also look into becoming a member yourself if you're finding this interesting. You're next.
Hi, my name is Ashwini. I am from Squirrel Hill at the moment. And I, just to kind of go through what everyone else has been saying as well, like, I was looking to get back into singing as well and was really happy to find also a group that was, I would like to reiterate, that it was so welcoming when I first came. Everyone was so friendly. Like, it was nerve-wracking to try to get back into music after more than 10 years of not doing music, and everyone was very supportive.
So many high school students get involved with choruses, and the same is true for bands and symphonies. And then there's nowhere to go from that unless you are going to do so professionally. There's often nowhere to go beyond that. So here's a chance, it sounds like, to continue doing something that brought you joy in this context. We're going to meet the last member of the Tagalong. So do you know how the name came about?
I think it's really all from the cleverness of my fellow quartet members. We had a few names floating around, but Josie ultimately came up with that one, and I guess it's a tribute maybe to our love of Girl Scout cookies as well.
That was my first thinking, but I wanted to be sure. Well, tell me about yourself, please.
Okay, hi, I'm Trisha Klan. I'm a native Pittsburgher. I just wanted to thank you so much for having us on the show as well and give a shout out. We are performing tomorrow. I know you mentioned it, but I have to say it again, at the Original City Winery, starting at 4 p.m. It's going to be a good show. And even for people that aren't fans of traditional barbershop, there will be some songs there that they recognize. So,
excellent. And this is, we have so many original wineries here in Pittsburgh. This is at 2809 Penn Avenue, to be sure to get the correct one. Now, I think that's it for you guys. So thank you to the Tagalongs. And we'll get our next group up here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I'll repeat the text number if you want to send a text out. And I think each of our three groups is doing one song. Is that correct, Steve? So our next group, this is great. I can tell that they're an octet because Todd Trosky gave me this great decoder page that I have here. If they're an octet, this must be Weird Candies. Must be Weird Candies. And they are going to do a song from Jacques Brel, Is Alive and Well and Living in Paris.
Do,
one, two, ready, go.
Do, da, da, do, da, da, do, da, da, do, da, da, do,
if we only have the world, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days that are years will rise on that dawn. If we only have love to embrace with our fears, we will kiss with our eyes, we will sleep with our tears. Oh, if we only have love with our arms open wide, oh, then the young and the old, they'll stand at our side. Oh, if we only have love, oh, love that's falling like rain, oh, then the parched desert earth, the earth will grow green again. Oh, if we only have love, we can offer up
sun will come out, then those who suffer can go. Da, da, do.
If we only have love, we can reach those in pain. We can heal all our wounds. We can use our own names.
If we only have love, we can melt all the guns and then give the new world to our children, our young. Oh, if we only have love, we'll have peace in our hands. Oh, and then death has no shadow, and we'll unite all the lands. If we only have love, we will never bow down. Oh, we'll be tall as the pines. We'll be neither heroes nor clowns. Oh, if we only have love, no one suffers alone. And with the spirit of good, not afraid to be known.
Beautiful sound. That is the Weird Candies subset of a vocal confluence. And we're going to do the same thing we did last time and have each of you introduce yourself. I don't think we, no, none of you have had a chance to do that yet. Hi.
Hi, I am Alicia Kulhali. I reside in Verona currently, but I'm from upstate New York and then Phoenix. Yeah, it's been so great being part of the choir. I think it's been about a year and a half for me. And I joined very much for similar reasons that others did, just looking for music, and then ended up finding a community that was just perfectly fit. So,
what a great way to make friends. It's remarkable to see. I can tell that you enjoy each other's company, and some of you haven't known each other for very long. Some of you are married to each other yet still enjoy each other's company, which is a good thing as well. Let me repeat, if you want to send a message, if you're listening, 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975. Hello.
Hi, I'm Carol Ann. I'm not originally from Pittsburgh. I'm from South Carolina, and I have lived in Virginia, and now I'm in Pittsburgh. And I found Vocal Confluence just like everybody else. I Googled choirs near me, and they were the first on Google, and I'm so glad.
Search engine optimization, important for everybody. Whereabouts in South Carolina?
I'm from around Hilton Head, South Carolina. It's like the coast down in the south all the way.
Have you had a lot of Pittsburghers tell you they've been to Hilton Head?
Yeah.
that really is quite a few people go there. It's about the, it's a good distance in terms of a drive. Hello.
Hi, Larry. I'm Susan from Squirrel Hill, and so glad to be with you. Thank you so much for having us. And I came to Vocal Confluence when it started, so I'm one of the oldies. And my husband, Steve, who we'll talk later, was with the all-men's group that went on for quite a while. And when they became all-gender, he said, you should sing with us. And I had not really sung seriously since high school. So I was one of those people. It was decades since I had sung. And they're so welcoming. They gave us free voice lessons. There are many people, some of whom are here, that are on the music team and will give people lessons to help you, bring you along. So that was a real gift.
I really like the mixed gender groups. I don't know if you know, Sweet Adelines is still a thing. That's fine. I suspect it still is. It's tradition. But it's nice. I mean, voices don't necessarily split by gender or age. It's just nice to have people, a diverse group of people. And it's nice to see you. Oh, everyone in harmony.
In harmony. That's really the motto of the Barbershop Harmony Society, is everyone in harmony. And we refer to ourselves as all gender, and really proud of that.
Excellent. Thanks, Susan. It's good to see you. Or you're not the other Susan, are you? No, you're our Susan.
Yes, I am your Susan.
And who are you?
Hi, my name's Esther. I'm from Forest Hills, and I'm a Pittsburgh native. So I joined actually a little differently from others. Music was not on the radar, was not even looking for it. But I met up with Susan, and I was looking for some kind of hobby to do. And she mentioned coming to the choir, and I was like, well, sure, I'll give that a shot. So I did, and I really enjoy it. And one of the things that I really enjoy is that I work in the medical field, and I have to think a certain way all day long. But learning the music and learning the harmonies and all those things makes my brain work in a different way. And I really enjoy that, as well as meeting all the people and the other reasons people join.
That is a great testimony to what doing this can be. And Vocal Confluence is the organization. You can learn more at vocalconfluence.org. And tomorrow at 3, October 5th, 2025, at 3 o'clock, doors will open. And then at 4, they'll be performing at the original Pittsburgh Winery, 2809 Penn Avenue in Pittsburgh. We're going to meet four more members as well, including the leader of Vocal Confluence.
Hi, my name is Jake Black. I'm the current vice president of membership, and I'm from McCandless. So yeah, so if you are planning on coming to Vocal Confluence, you'd probably be speaking to me for the next till the end of the year, and then we'll be turning over to someone else in the chorus. So thank you.
Excellent. It's nice to meet you. And you are?
Hi, I am Steven. I am from Scranton, Pennsylvania, but I live in East Liberty, and I actually am treasurer of Vocal Confluence. I joined because I was looking for confluence groups, and then I just showed up, and they were like, well, we sing. And so, yeah, shout out to Michelle and my family, and yeah. Vocal Confluence is a good old time. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, please ask Stephen about our name.
About the name? About
our name of our group, Weird Candies.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We need to know about... I almost read it as Weird Candles, but it's Weird Candies.
Could have been Weird Candles, but when we started practicing this summer for this version of the group, I was into candy making in order to make a cookie that had like a shark swimming around in it, a candy shark. And so I had to make the candy shark, and I was making various experimental candies, and they were coming out weird. So Weird Candies.
I like it. Makes a total sense. It makes sense to me. You were talking about you were looking for a confluence, and you could be confluencers. You know, there are all these influencers now. You could be confluencers. That's the way to go. Hi.
Hi. Hello. My name is Shenzi. I live in Stanton Heights. I grew up in Singapore. Yeah, so I moved to Pittsburgh for work, and I've been here for 3 years.
That's great. Is this kind of music present in Singapore, this style of harmony?
Not really. I was mainly exposed to barbershop while, university in Canada. So we don't really have that much of that in Singapore, but it's been great.
That's nice to meet you. And then we have Steve Hawkins, who is related to Susan Hawkins, who you heard earlier, by marriage. And you're the founder of the group, at least. I don't know if you like to use that title.
Oh, far from it. I'm just a member. I happen to be on the board at the moment, but we have a director, B. Rauch, and assistant director, Josh Gongaware. They're really the head, and president, Kate Franks. So they're the people.
Yeah. I always think of Steve first because he's often the one we work with directly to get you all here. But I forgot about the people you just mentioned. They're not here today, are they? How I have heard from you in the past, but there's people listening. I'm just curious. You've really made this kind of music part of your life for many years now. How did it start, and why is it still important?
Well, it happened with a neighbor who was about 5 years old at our bus stop, school bus stop. When he got a little older, he heard a cousin do barbershop, and he said, "Dad, we've got to do this." So he has. He's now up here and married. And his dad invited me for about a year before I finally said, "Oh, all right." And from the first rehearsal, it was, "I'm hooked. I'm there."
Excellent. And thank you, all of you, for being here, the Weird Candies. And we have one more note from Steve.
One more. I have to mention about the song we just sang, "If We Only Have Love," from Jacques Brel. We looked for an a cappella version for a long time because we wanted to sing it on a VC show. Could not find anything. So we got engaged to Josh Gongaware to do this arrangement in four-part harmony and a cappella. So we think it might be the only a cappella arrangement anywhere.
I'm glad you mentioned that because right after you finished, I think the words out of my mouth were, "What a full sound." It's remarkable when you think there are eight voices and how rich of a sound is there, but also the dynamics are incredible. It's a song, the song and arrangement fit you and vice versa really well, and I'm glad you could get an arrangement of it.
Well, we are too. We're really thrilled with it. And Will Seawright did our learning tracks to help us learn the song.
Excellent. Well, we've got one more group that is going to join us, which is the T43 group, although they are a quartet, and we'll find out. You've already met two of their members, but we will meet the ones you haven't met, who would be Grant and Will, I think, right? So I get to guess because I haven't, let's see. You're Grant.
No, I'm Will.
50-50 chance. Oh, well. Tell me about yourself.
Oh, sure. I'm Will. I live in Lawrenceville, and I joined Vocal Confluence a little over 2 years ago now after finishing grad school at Penn State. Moved here for work. I work for Westinghouse. And during my college career, I had the fortunate chance to do a bit of choir and a bit of a cappella, and slowly became more and more interested in this cool new scene. Well, new to me, the barbershop style. And I was like, wow, that's so cool. Are there any groups that specialize in this? And as it so happens, there's this cool choir in Pittsburgh called Vocal Confluence that does barbershop, in addition to a cappella, in addition to vocal jazz. So cool. What a great opportunity to dive in.
Will may be your confluencer. He's very good at being the official spokesperson. So you must be Grant.
That is correct. I'm Grant. Yeah. I live in Mount Lebanon. Before that, grew up in Cleveland. During that, I lived in San Diego, Santa Monica, California, while I was in college for a couple of years. And been doing barbershop for about 10 years. Glad to sing with these folks because, frankly, this will be my first mixed quartet. And that's exactly why I wanted to do it, just try something new. It was originally otherwise just all men until the society went to everybody in harmony and did all genders. And then, again, obviously now we have this group. And I really enjoy, frankly, singing with a mixed quartet. It's been fun.
Excellent. And one thing I hope you noticed is everybody introduced themselves. Almost everybody is from a different neighborhood. I hope you could tell by the sound of their voices that there is a variety of ages and lived experiences. And that is one of the best things, from my perspective, about Vocal Confluence. Now, I'm going to go back to Will. Will, I think, has leadership skills because he's holding the pitch pipe. So I'm going to ask you to tell us about the song you're singing. And our segment, we're going to end with your song. So I want to be sure we've mentioned vocalconfluence.org. You can audition to be part of the group. But I think, given what I've seen and heard today, because there are a variety of groups, I think they'll find a place for you, regardless of your experience in singing. Also, vocalconfluence.org will help you keep up to date on shows or even rehearsals you might be able to sit in on from time to time. And there is a show October 5th, Sunday, tomorrow, 2025, at 3 o'clock. The doors will open. Performances at 4 at the original Pittsburgh Winery, 2809 Penn Avenue. So tell me about the song you're about to do.
Of course, thanks. So our song we will be singing is an arrangement of a song from Disney's Tangled called See the Light. It's a dramatic ballad at the end. And one of the things that drew us to it is that not only is it a mixed barbershop style arrangement, but also it's contemporary. And I think it's important, fun, and very rewarding as an artist to be able to do contemporary as well as classic barbershop arrangements, because in my mind, that means that the scene is continuing to push the envelope, continuing to make artistic statements, and I find that very valuable and rewarding.
Excellent. And I should have asked, why T43?
Oh, my God. We had a long list of names, and I don't know, I thought this one was really funny.
Well, it is funny because you might think it's going to be a trio, and then I was looking at your names, I see, but none of you have T as an initial in your name. These are the kinds of things I do. Literally, only, well, Will's last name ends in T, and Grant's first name ends in T, but that's only two T's, so it doesn't work, but it's a good name. It works in its own unique way. Here, representing Vocal Confluence is T43.
Looks different.
You have members of Vocal Confluence. And that was T for Three. Can you all still hear me out there? I hope you can, because I've got some messages for you. Does anybody know anybody in Bluffton? Bluffton, by the name of Carol, perhaps. Your mom and dad say shout out to our extremely brilliant, talented daughter, Carol Ann. You are a superstar. Oh, you've got a club. There's a text and an email from your parents. And Will, your parents wrote, wonderful to hear Vocal Confluence. They write. And they also said, very special to hear T for Three for the first time. And how proud they are of you. Thank you for being here. VocalConfluence.org is where to go for additional details. And you can see them tomorrow, doors at 3, and they perform at 4 at the original Pittsburgh Winery in the Strip District. Thank you. with thanks to Vocal Confluence. Once again, we have a few songs coming up that they inspired me to pick out this morning, starting with David Lamont.
But the love stays loved till the end of time. And all we do may be undone, but love stays loved and song stays sung. Love stays loved and song stays sung. And every life is a brief bright spark that dies and seems to leave no mark. So
we curse the dark and we mourn the flame, but the things it showed us still remain. And all we do may be undone, but love stays loved and song stays sung. Love stays loved and song stays sung.
And I've been told that we are made of dust cast off when stars decayed,
and the bodies fade that once were ours. But the dust goes on to make new stars. And all we do may be undone, but love stays loved and song stays sung. Love stays loved and song stays sung.
Zoe Mulford and the group known as Windborne with Songs Stay Sung. And David Lamont did If You Want to Sing Out, Sing Out. A few more to go. I get a lot of notes about albums being nominated for Grammys or for your consideration. This one I was really pleased to get. There was an album released within the past year that is part two of the John Hartford Fiddle Project, Volume 2. Here's a song you probably will recognize if you're a fan of his, and I'm glad it's one of the nominees. And we'll sneak one more in here on the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for being with us today. By the way, Allison Brown, Kathy Mattea, Sierra Hall, Brittany Haas, Megan Lavelle, and Missy Raines working together on this one.
Sitting in a deck chair high up over Kansas City on a genuine old-fashioned authentic steam ride in a deck chair high up over
Let me sing you a song about Vegas town and poor old Howard Hughes. Locked up there in his hotel suite, trying to find his shoes. When he got so much to lose, how about Howard Hughes and all his blues? Well, his nurses and his keepers all stand around inside, guard the door and wait on him, whatever's on his mind. That's all they've got to do, poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. If it wasn't for his money, I'm sure he could be free and walk around all over town just like you and me. But success is just a mess of overdues. Strip where the regular people pass, someone said he's not too well, I heard he's sinking fast. No one knows the truth about poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues. Well, he's always in the papers, he's always on the books, but no one knows who's his or who, or even how he looks now, or who is getting screwed. If it's us, you know who and all his blues. Success is just a mess of overdues. Poor old Howard Hughes and all his blues.
The Saturday Light Brigade with John Hartford from steam-powered Aerotics. We have got over 300 John Hartford songs in our library. I stopped counting after I did a quick search. Thank you to all of our guests today, Vocal Confluence and the Tagalongs, Tea for Three, and the Weird Candies. We appreciate your being with us. A great Youth Express Hour with Evan Park, our Pittsburgh Concert Society honoree, and Seesaw with their award-winning work from the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Awards. And early this morning, Desiree Soteris of ARIA 412 and their festival, combining operatic singing with other styles and community. Our show is booked by Ty Chorosky. Technical director is Chad Green. Ellis Dorham, technical associate, who did a great job mixing today. Thank you, Ellis. Staff educators at SLB are Alex Bennett, Alexa Bosick, and community. Our show is booked by Ty Chorosky. Technical director is Chad Green. Ellis Dorham, technical associate, who did a great job mixing today. Thank you, Ellis. Staff educators at SLB are Alex Bennett, Alexa Bosick, Grace Anderson, Megan Valley, as well as Ben Rutkowski, and Joseph Kukula manages our Youth Media Center. Robert Gray is our Director of Operations, and Ricky Berger is our director of me, Larry Berger. We will look for you next week right here for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings.
Larry gets your weekday off to a good start, and then I come in and I smash that sucker flat. You're tuned to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It is 12 o'clock.